Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to They Overcame. We're here just to give God praise. We're here to give God the glory that he deserves. We don't steal any of your glory, Lord, but we give it all to you because you're an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And we just thank God that you have not counted us worthy because we're not worthy, but just because of your love. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for loving us, looking down, hallelujah, from the foundation of the world and saying, I choose you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning, honey. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. It's just a glorious day. I'm like you, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it because God has just been so good. When we look back, he's just been so good. I think about, often think of a song that I wish I could find. I think the singer was Isaac Douglas. This goes way back. It said, I can't let a day go by without praising him. The thought is that he's just done so much, even when we think things are going bad, he's keeping us in the midst of those bad times. So there's no bad day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Amen, amen, amen. I had a dream right before I woke up, and I was dreaming. I don't normally have dreams, but I was dreaming that I was in an elevator at my former church, and we were coming from the fifth floor, and this is what's so, you know, funny about the dream. We don't have five floors. We have three floors at the Apostolic Pentecostal Church of Morgan Park. Where the pastor is the Honorable William A. Ellis Bishop, William Apostle Bishop, William A. Ellis. And the elevator started falling, and it fell to the basement. And when it fell to the basement, I guess we pried the door open, and we got out, and we were in a church service, and all I could do was just praise God. I just praised, shouted, and praised all over the church. I was just so thankful, and that's how I'm feeling this morning. I'm just so thankful for all that God has done, for every valley, for every mountaintop experience. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. And, honey, you want to start us off with prayer this morning?
Father, in Jesus' name, we just love you. Father, we adore you. Father, we praise you. All glory and honor is yours. Hallelujah. You are just so good. You are so awesome. You are so mighty. Hallelujah. You are so great. You are faithful. Lord, you are our God, our supplier of our every need. Hallelujah. The comforter of our soul. Hallelujah. You wipe away our tears. You stand us up when we have stumbled and fallen. Because when we fall into your hands, because your hands are ever around us. You promise never to leave us nor forsake us, and your promise is true because you're always there. We've been there. And Lord, I know you to be a faithful friend. I know you to be, hallelujah, a comforter in the time of trouble, a strengthener in the time of weakness, hallelujah, provider in the time of need. You are our everything. And Father, we love you, we praise you, we adore you, hallelujah. You are good, you are awesome, you are mighty. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this day. We seek you. We seek your presence. We seek your glory. We seek, hallelujah, to hear a word from you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone listening today, someone that will be listening in the archives in the future, they need a word from you. They need a touch from you. And we call on you right now to do it, Lord. Touch their finances. Touch their mind. Touch their heart. Touch their spirit. Hallelujah. Remove habits. Remove, Lord God, doubt. Oh, heal relationships, Lord God. Marital relationships, mother-daughter relationships, parent-child relationships. Heal them right now. Heal sibling relationships. Heal, Lord God, business relationships. Oh, God, and those friends. Hallelujah. Sisters and brothers in the body of Christ, we know, Lord God, that you're able to do all things and you do everything well. In the name of Jesus, we call on you, Lord God. Every broken heart, heal it right now. Oh, Father, right now, provide, 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 Lord God. The people need you, hallelujah. Oh, God, and even those that don't realize it, make them even as you did with the king Nebuchadnezzar, who lost sight of who you are, but through his calamity, Lord God, we go through some things, but through his calamity, he came back to himself, realizing that you are the mighty God. Lord God, those who have strayed away, who have become discouraged, who have lost faith and confidence in you, Lord God, show forth yourself mighty in their lives, causing them to turn back to you, understanding that you are the only salvation. Oh, it's only in you, hallelujah. There is not salvation in any other name except the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cause us to turn back to you and to call on your name, because your word said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we call on your name, we know you'll save us out of whatever we're in. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bless this broadcast today. Let the words go forth there. Let them be anointed, Lord. Every testimony, let it be medicine, hallelujah, to someone to realize that they too can be delivered from whatever their situation. Because if you've done it for one, you've done it for all. Hallelujah. You accomplished the work back at Calvary, Lord. This is the season that we're in right now. Not to focus on colorful eggs and new clothes and springtime, and I know that's what the world has turned this to, but it's all about you and the fact that everything was completed. When you hung on that cross, hallelujah, looked up and said, it is finished. It is finished for every one of us. Hallelujah. What we need has been accomplished. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Let that message ring clear throughout the season and throughout the rest of the lives of your people, that they will always come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And obtain mercy, because your word said that's what we could do. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask every blessing. We count it as done, believing, touching and agreeing, hallelujah, and expecting great miracles and testimonies in future weeks of what has happened, because someone believed your word this week after hearing these testimonies. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Well, I'm just full today, honey. I don't know about you. I'm just full. I'm just so thankful. And as I was listening to the mini broadcast on this week, I was hearing the one minister in particular was just talking about the blood and how everything is done through the blood. And I think we've some kind of way gotten off from that. I remember in my earlier days of salvation, that was something that was not neglected. We were pleading the blood. We were pleading the blood when we weren't supposed to be pleading the blood, but we were pleading the blood nonetheless. And we've gotten away from that. As we are in this Lent season and the culmination of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ going to the cross, we are reminded that it is the blood of Jesus that has done everything and that can do everything. It can ward off danger. It can heal the sick. Oh, we just have to get back to the blood and knowing the importance of the blood. And we have a special guest today, Sister Vicky. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, but I'm going to let her tell us her name. But she is a mighty woman, Minister Vicky. She is a mighty woman of God. And we've connected over the phone, actually, and I don't quite remember how I got her number to her prayer call that she and some other ministers host every morning. But it was during a time that I was going through a situation with a son, and she was there to encourage. She was there to pray for us and pray for our family, and I'm just so grateful, and I don't want to be forgetting Sister Adrian, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and how she and her Destiny Ministry has opened up this way for us to be able to be on Blog Talk Radio. And just so thankful for her. And she's a mighty woman of God doing great things in the kingdom. And every day she has a Blog Talk Radio program that airs 1 o'clock Pacific time, which is 4 o'clock Eastern time, and 3 o'clock Central time, which is the time zone that Sister Vicky is in, I believe. Anyway, we're going to not delay any longer. We're going to bring Sister Vicky, because actually I thank God for her, but she has a broadcast that, I mean, her prayer is going on right now even as we speak, and I thank God for her graciously accepting the invitation to be on the air. And good morning, Sister Vicky. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Billy, to God be the glory, and to you too, brother. God bless you this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Wait, honey. Okay, there you're on now.
God bless you, sis. It's so good to have you with us this morning.
Amen. It's a blessing to be invited onto your show. I heard Sister Billy saying that we met over the phone, and I just bless God for modern technology, because we did meet over the phone, and we just kept that spiritual bond, and I just bless God for that. I really, really do. You know, you can tell when something is God-centered, because God keeps that bond. Amen.
Right.
He keeps that connection, that divine connection. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, Sister Vicky, yes, we did meet over the phone, and I don't remember where I got the number for your prayer call. There are a lot of prayer calls going on at this time, and it's so needed. You know, the saints need to pray, and it's strength in numbers. And so,
amen.
We just tell us a little bit about Sister Vicky and Sister Vicky, where you come from, and your husband and your children, and just give us a little bio about you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, my name is Reverend Vicky Jacquet, and it is a French name. Praise the Lord. And I like to joke with my husband about that name, because my mother-in-law, who's gone on to be with the Lord this past November, the day after Thanksgiving, she would say, they would ask her, how do you pronounce your last name? She said, I don't know. You have to ask my daughter-in-law. And we just bless God for that, for the wonderful memories. We have three children. Our oldest daughter, Ashley, who is 27, has gone on very, 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 very recently to be with the Lord. Very recently, suddenly, she passed away from an asthma attack. And we have our only son, Jonathan, praise the Lord. Amen. And he has a beautiful wife, Kenesha, and two beautiful children, Cameron and Jelaine. Cameron is 17 months old, and Jelaine is 5 months old, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, and we have a beautiful 16-year-old who is surnamed Vicky Lynn, praise the Lord, after her mother. And no, my brothers and sisters, I didn't do it. My husband Jonathan did that. And he's with us here today, praise the Lord. I tell you, we come from Christian Faith Missionary Baptist Church, where the Reverend Albert Moses Jr. and our executive pastor, Charlotte Moses, is our pastors. And we have a wonderful church family. We really do. We bless God for them. You know, Pastor Moses really knows how to, he lives the word. He lives
Amen.
The word of God. And we just thank God for our church family. And also I am founder of the Divine Connection Global Prayer Ministries. Hallelujah. And we've been in existence for 8 years now. Thank you, Jesus. And
Amen.
Reaching the masses. God says he wants us to reach the masses. Amen. And that is what I do full time. Is hold the prayer meetings every morning at 5:30 Central Time, and at 7 a.m. Central on Saturday mornings, Monday through Saturday. Praise God! But we're a close family. We're a typical family. Put it like that. Let me not sugarcoat anything. We go through our ups and downs just as anyone else does, but we
mm-hmm.
trust God. Anything. We trust God. You know, even our children, you know, the word of God says to train up a child in the way that
yeah.
he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. He didn't say he wouldn't stray, but he
Amen.
Said when he's old, hallelujah, that he would not depart from it. And we just thank God for his promises. We thank God for his promises. Yes, we've had our children to when they thought they were grown and old enough to do what they wanted to do, they did it. Amen.
Yeah.
But we thank God that they're serving God today.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to that day. I like I said, I met Sister Vicky during a time when actually I was going to court with a son, and you never say never. I used to hear the saints saying that never been to court, never been to the jailhouse. Well, I haven't been to the jailhouse, but I've been to court. And but my son is going through his struggles right now, but I just believe God. I spent hours. I homeschooled my boys, and this is not my time for testimony, but I just want to bring this in. Homeschooled my boys for 3 years, three sons, Christopher, Timothy, and Jonathan, and homeschooled them for 3 years, and for 3 years we had intense Bible study. That was the beginning of our school day. We were going through the Bible, and I just bless God because I know that the word is in them. And my son even told me, he said, Mom, it's there. He said, I could be out at a bar and start talking, or at a party and start talking with some of my friends. And before I know it, I'm talking about the Bible. And I said, bless God. I'm not happy about where you are, but... You know, I know that it's in there. I know that it's in there. So, amen. And Sister Vicki, where are you? Where are you? You're in one of the southern states, right?
Yes, we are from a city that's 90 miles east of Houston, Texas, called Port Arthur. We are about 10 miles from the Louisiana border. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. The eastern border of Louisiana, praise the Lord. And it's not a big town, but it's not a small town either. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From Port Arthur, Texas. Yes,
Port
ma'am.
Arthur.
And
Amen. Yes. Well, thank the Lord that we connected, and thank you so much for coming on, and tell us a little bit about your prayer call that is powerful, powerful prayer call. I haven't been able to get on in, I guess, about a year, but I know that it really encouraged me, and I could just feel the prayers of the saints praying as we were going through the court system, and actually I know Sister Vicki knows this, but Chris was successful in his court case. The Lord blessed him, and he was didn't have to serve any time, but was doing something very foolish. But anyway, I thank the Lord for the prayers of the saints, and I'm going to have him on to give his testimony of how the Lord brought him out. But this. The Lord inspires you, you said, 8 years ago to start the prayer call.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It began 8 years ago out of Waco, Texas, during Hurricane Rita. We had a very bad hurricane here in Port Arthur, and the city advised us to evacuate. And the job that I was holding at the time evacuated to Waco, Texas. And my family and I evacuated with my job to Waco. And it was several ladies, it was three of us that started this prayer ministry. And once the storm was over, they decided that, okay, we're going to do our thing. And I said, well, okay, but that's not what God had me to do, people of God. God had me to continue to pray. And I began to invite people to pray. I began to invite them. And what we did at the time, we would have each one connect, three-way. And that's when we started. We started with a three-way call. I would call someone, then someone else would call someone else, then someone else, and so forth and so on. And that's the way we started, with three-way calling. And we had a conference at our church, and Evangelist Sandra Riley was there. And Evangelist Riley invited me to join her prayer ministry on Thursdays. And let me tell you how good God is. This went on for about 2 years that I would call in. It hadn't even dawned on me that we could have a global line. And one day I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying the divine connection and global. And I said, the divine connection, global, that is the name of our prayer ministry, the divine connection. And he showed me where we too could go global by this prayer line. And needless to say, 8 years later, praise the Lord, we are now a global prayer line. We are the Divine Connection Global Prayer Ministries. And I truly, truly give God the praise because it's nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. And I thank God for allowing me, for counting me worthy to serve him and through this prayer ministry.
Amen, amen. Well, Sister Vicki, Reverend Vicki, give out that number so that the people that are listening online or that are calling in, that they can have that number to connect and the time of the prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The number for our global connection is area code 712-451-6100, and the access code is 520-110. And the time for prayer is Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. Central. We begin to assemble ourselves at 5:30 a.m. And you can don't think you have to wake up at 6:30 your time and call, because even if you call at 7 a.m., just getting started. You know, everyone comes in on the line and we greet one another in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And we share things. We share testimonies. And then we have a lesson, a word of God from the scriptures. And then we have prayer. Amen. And this is every Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. Central. This is Central Time, 7 a.m. Central Time. Amen. And we truly, when I say we have a hallelujah time, you know, we don't quench the spirit, as the word says. We do not quench the spirit. If you have to leave, then to God be the glory, you hang up. But by all means, come in your fuzzy slippers and praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, New Destiny Ministries is on the line. She's not going to say anything today. But her ministry is she allows the men and women of God to have a platform, have a pulpit every day. And she likes to connect with ministers. So I'm probably going to be asked for your number. Is it all right if I give you your number?
Yes, it is. By all means, to God be the glory.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, the name of our program is They Overcame. And the powerful testimony that you have today is she said that her daughter went on to be with the Lord very recent. It's been within the month. And I just want you to, whatever you want to testify about, but I just thank the Lord. I know when my mom passed, we were starting that first day that she passed, we were starting our women's convention at my former church in Chicago. And I didn't make it that night, of course, but every night I was there. And I know that I could not have survived had I not stayed close to the Lord and had I not depended on His strength, because I had no strength. And I know that I haven't lost a child, but my mom and I were very, very, very close. And I know that that has what been able to sustain you in the loss of your daughter. You told me a little bit about it, but like I said, I just want to hear, want the audience to hear the testimony of how God has sustained you through this time of bereavement, when He promised that He would comfort us. But sometimes we don't open ourselves up to the comfort of the Lord. We run away from Him instead of running to Him.
Amen. You know, Billy, I tell you, we serve an awesome God. And my brothers and my sisters, if you don't know it, you need to find out how awesome God really is. You know, our daughter passed away on February 18th, a few weeks ago, literally. And every day, Ashley was here. As a matter of fact, we're next door neighbors. And I just bless God, you know, because of the bond, the connection that our children have with us. Our son lives right next door, and our daughter and her family lives right next door to him. So we're neighbors, and it's a blessing. It is a blessing. We Ashley was here every day. Praise the Lord. She was a great woman of God. She worked for our church. Amen. She was part of the Christian faith family. Amen. And she worked in the media area. She started off as secretary for the church. But her thing is computers. She loved computers and everything about them. And she knew. And she worked through the media department at our church at Christian Faith in Port Arthur. And that particular morning, Ashley called, and she said, "Well, Mom," she said, "I'm coming. Open the door." And I said, "Well, Ash," I said, "Daddy and I aren't here. You know, we're not here." But, you know, she said, "Well, okay, call me when you get home." And we weren't. We had gone out to breakfast. He was off that day. And we came back in, praise the Lord. And it was later on that day, Ashley came over. As a matter of fact, I snuck in the house because I was so tired that day. And I said, "Well, I'm just going to take a little nap." And as I slept, you know, it was just such a peace that God had provided. I had never slept like that. It was 11 o'clock in the morning, my brothers and my sisters. And God had provided such a peace that particular day that I didn't wake up until 2:30 that afternoon. And it was by Ashley, praise the Lord. She called. She said, "Mommy, get up. What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, Ashley, I thank God that you called. I was sleeping." And so she came in the house. And my brothers and my sisters, let me tell you how good God is. My baby stood at the foot of my bed. And I'm telling you, till this day, I could not tell you what Ashley looked like. I couldn't tell you what she had on. She literally looked transparent. Mm-hmm. She did. And we talked. And she was glorified. She was glorified. And she stood at the foot of the bed. She usually climbs in bed with me. Now, this is a 27-year-old married woman. Amen. But that was the bond that my daughter and I had. But she stood at the foot of the bed, and we began to talk. And she asked me to borrow my laptop. Mama, let me borrow your laptop. I said, Ashley, go ahead on and get the laptop. But I said, bring it back before the rain. Hallelujah. Before the rain. That's a testimony. Before the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And as she went out of the house, I could see her walking through the living room because our bedroom is adjacent to the living room. And as she walked, my brothers and my sisters, my daughter appeared to be floating. She really did. She appeared. And I said that. I said, Lord. I said, Ashley looks like she's floating. And, well, just disregarding everything, not even paying attention, she left. And this was about 2:30 that afternoon. So about 6 o'clock, she came back. My baby was in such a good mood. She was in such high spirits. She really was. She sat and she talked with me for a little while, and I had company. Another lady came over, and we were praising God. Hallelujah. And she stayed for a few minutes, and then she left. So about 7:30, my brothers and my sisters, when I say the presence of the Lord entered our home here in Port Arthur, the presence of the Lord was so strong, I began to weep because it was so strong. It wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing, the peace of God. And I began to weep, and I left out of the kitchen. I was preparing supper for my husband, and I began to weep, and my daughter, our 16-year-old daughter, little Vicky, was there, and I left out of the kitchen, and I came in the bedroom, and I began to pray, and the presence of the Lord was so strong that hour, I began to speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, our daughter came back in, Ashley. She came back to the house, and she came in the room, and she was calling me, Mommy, Mommy. I said not to myself. I said, Ashley knows when I'm in prayer, I do not talk. But I couldn't even turn to acknowledge her because the presence of the Lord would not release me to speak. It would not release me because usually I say, girl, get out of here. You know, you see Ashley or whatever, you know. But I could not even acknowledge that she was there because the presence of the Lord was so strong. And she left out of the room, and I could hear her go in the room and play with Vicky Lynn. And harass her as she usually does, and they were playing. And then I heard her in the kitchen. And when I heard her say, bye, Daddy, and the door closed, I was released to stop praying. And then after that, this was 7:30, 9:20 p.m., we get a knock on the door, and it was her mother-in-law saying that Ashley had a bad asthma attack, and they had called the ambulance to come over. Well, my brothers and my sisters, I'm a dialysis patient, and I do my, it's called peritoneal dialysis, and I do my dialysis at night while I sleep, praise the Lord. Well, every night at 9:15, 9:30, I get on my machine. Well, this night was no different. I began to plead the blood of Jesus over all that concerns us because that's what God says to do. He blesses. He's concerned about all things that concern us. Hallelujah. And he perfects those things which concerns us. And this is my prayer every night. And I began to plead the blood of Jesus, and I didn't know what was happening at that time. But I had already gotten on my machine, and I heard this knock at the front door, this faint knock, and I had to call for someone to answer the door because my husband was in the shower and our 16-year-old was in her room. And finally, my 16-year-old answered the door, and it was my daughter's mother-in-law. And I began to disconnect from the machine, and I told my husband we had to hurry. And as we went next door, the rains came. It poured down rain. I mean, it was raining. And there was ambulance, there was paramedics, there was police, there was everything. And when we walked in the house, there was our daughter lying on the bedroom floor. And I began to plead the blood of Jesus over Ashley and her household, because her husband was just a nervous wreck. And I began to ask him what happened, and he began to tell me what happened. And I just blessed God. I just blessed God, because it was truly, it was a spiritual thing. It really was. It was nobody but God and involved in the whole plan, because Ashley was with her husband, praise the Lord. She was with her husband. Hallelujah. And she had an asthma attack. And she told him that her inhalers and her breathing treatments wasn't working, to call 911, and he did that. There was 3 calls placed to 911 that night. And I know this, my brothers and my sisters, because, hallelujah, my niece is one of the dispatchers. And there were 3 calls placed that night to 911. Somebody tried to get our daughter some help.
Yeah.
But I just blessed God, and I, all through this trial, I just kept saying, Lord, we trust you. Lord, we trust you. Because, you know, in Psalm 34, that's one of many, it says, blessed is the man that puts his trust in the Lord. And
yeah.
I just kept reminding God, Lord, we trust you. We trust you no matter what. We trust you.
Yeah.
And as I walk back, because I'm going from the living room to the porch, pleading and praying, and when I look back in the room, they had begun CPR, chest compressions, on our daughter. And my husband said, oh, my God, this does not look good. And I began to say, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're going to speak life.
Yeah.
We will speak life. Amen. Because the word says death and life is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And they that choose life, hallelujah, shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. And they began to work on our daughter. They worked. I mean, they really worked. And then they said that they had a little air going, and they inserted a tube, and they whisked her to the hospital. But when we got to the hospital, praise the Lord, you know, they said that they put us in a room. They put us in the family room, and we've been in that family room before. Hallelujah. And it wasn't for a good report. And we began to go to the room, because that's where they wanted us, in the room. They wouldn't let us in the area where they were working on our daughter. But all through it all, we just began to plead the blood of our pastor was there. He met us at the house, praise the Lord. And they followed us to the hospital. Our pastor and his wife, Albert Moses Jr., praise God, I have to give him his props, because he is a man of God, a mighty man of God. And when I looked up again, my brothers and my sisters, half our church family and our Divine Connection Global Prayer Ministry family was at that hospital. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for the connection,
yeah,
for the divine connection that we all have. because we had a support system. We have a support system.
Yes.
And I just bless the Lord because God said in his word, in Psalm 133, he said how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said that was the blessing commanded. When we dwell together in unity, and there was a blessing that night. There was a blessing that night. And I just thank God because the doctors did come in and let us know, you know, that they were sorry that Ashley didn't make it. Amen. And yes, we tried to call Ashley back because we reminded God of what he did. He raised Lazarus from the dead even after 4 days in the tomb.
Yeah.
And he said that it was her time. You know, we pray every day, my brothers and my sisters, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, that let your perfect will be done on earth. And
yeah.
It's already done in heaven. And that's God's perfect will for us to meet him in heaven. Because, you know, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through death.
Yeah.
So I thank God, my brothers and my sisters. I bless the Lord for all he does. You know, through it all, God has given us strength. He has given us peace, even when they were telling us that our daughter was gone, even when we tried to call her back in the name of Jesus, there was still peace. You know, the Lord says that I will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding, that will guard your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus, and he does just that. He does
yeah.
just that. When we do not fight him, he will give us that peace. We can feel that peace. And I just thank God for the peace and the strength and the joy that he's given us to praise him through it all. He said, because in all things, give him thanks and praise. And that's what we do. That's how we get through one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, by praising the Lord, by giving God the glory that's due his name. Because we know, you know, the day before Ashley died, which was that Sunday, Ashley and her family were all in church, and we were all in church. The only one that wasn't in church was our son Jonathan because he had to work. And I just bless God. I look at my baby, and I still see her face. She has such a beautiful, she was a big girl. Ashley was a big girl, and she was proud of the size that she is. Hallelujah. She was proud. She did not have a self-esteem problem, and she wore what she wanted to wear, and she was just a beautiful girl, and everyone loved Ashley. They really did. And, you know, at her home-going service, there was literally standing room only. People from all over the state of Texas, everywhere, well-wishers from all over the state, all over the United States, sent plants and prayers and encouragement. And I just thank God because although Ashley and her husband didn't have any children, and, you know, that's one of the things that I'm most disappointed about, that they didn't have children and they wanted children. And the day she passed away, she thought she was pregnant. Praise the Lord. And, you know, but God's will is perfect. And he
yeah.
knows. He knows. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that I have towards you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And his plans to prosper you and to give you
yeah.
an expected end. It's not to harm you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I bless the Lord. We stand firm on the word of God. We really do. And that's what has gotten us to this point, the word of God, knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I don't know how much time I have. I don't know how much time I've taken up. But I just thank God. I thank God.
Yeah,
I do for his strength. For his strength and his word.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It is, and I was just thinking about the scripture, and you were talking about peace, and I know in John 14, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you, but I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither
Hallelujah.
Be afraid. And I know that it has to be a hard thing. We still cry, you know, and we still miss our loved ones when they go on. But if we would just turn to God, what we do in a lot of cases, Reverend Vicki, is we turn from God. We run from God. My family couldn't understand. They were all together because my mother was like the cornerstone of our family. And so everybody was gathered together, but I was at church. I needed the strength of saints. I needed the strength of God. I needed that peace. And I know that you can attest to that, having your family there is one thing, but having your pastor there is such
right.
an encouragement. It's such an encouragement. And
amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
It's such a blessing because I see the picture of my pastor running across the yard. It was fire trucks and ambulances. I mean, just literally everywhere. And it, like I said, it was pouring down rain that night. And he was sprinting across the neighborhood trying to get to the house. And I mean, it's just such a blessing. And we laugh. We can do that. We can laugh because we know where Ashley is, you know. And my brothers and my sisters, if you know where something is, it's not lost.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the encouragement that we have. We know where Ashley is because Ashley loved the Lord, and she knew who God is. She knows her Lord. So we can't be sad. Yes, we miss our baby. Of course we do. And Vicki Lynn, our little girl, told us, Mama, you cry every day. And it's like, well, you know what, Vicki, it's not because I'm sad. It's because I miss Ashley. Because Ashley was here every day. Every day. And about 2 o'clock, she would go home. Okay, Mommy, I got to go home and cook for my husband. It's like, girl, what is his name? Because everything was my husband. It's like, you go, girl, you go. So, you know, God, he's such an awesome God.
Yes,
he really is. And we truly, truly give him praise. Yes, we do. Amen.
Yes, that's our theme song by Morette Brown. I just want to praise you forever.
And ever. Yes. That's the song we sang for her going home service at the end of the service. I just want to praise you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
I can sing that song. I don't want to get out of line. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for that testimony. I know that our listeners, we don't have a lot of callers today, but our listeners go back into our archives, and that's one of the blessings of this Blog Talk Radio. You can go back and listen to the programs that you missed. I keep saying Divine Ministries, but New Destiny Ministries, They Overcame. You can go back and listen to, you know, what has been said. And then we have listeners that listen over the internet, and they don't, you know, join in with us, but they do listen to us. And I know that your testimony has been an encouragement for someone, Reverend Vicki, just how the Lord will give you peace in the midst of a tragedy, what the world would call. But we know, like you said, when we know where they are, when we know where they're going, and we know that now they don't have to suffer anymore. They don't have to worry about asthma. She doesn't have to worry about asthma anymore. And she's resting in the arms of her Savior right now at peace, at perfect peace. So we just thank God for you coming on. And if you would, I like to ask, when you have a testimony, that the if you would pray for the people who need to be comforted, who have lost a loved one at this time and just don't know what to do, if you could just pray a prayer for them, Reverend Vicki.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before your throne of grace, oh God, giving you all praise, honor, and glory. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for all things, God, because you said in your word that all things work together for the good of them who love you, Lord, and who are called according to your purpose. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for the highs. We thank you for the lows, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the valleys right now, God. We thank you for the wilderness experience, God. Because, Father, we thank you right now, God. Because when we go through the wilderness, we come out in our promised land. So, Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now for all those who may be going through the wilderness right now, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. We bless your name, God, because you said in your word that you're concerned about everything that concerns us, God, and that you're perfecting those things which concerns us. And, Father, we thank you right now because you said for us to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Father, we thank you right now for caring for us, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for all those who have lost a child, God, who have lost a loved one, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. The hurt is real. The hurt is real, God. Thank you right now that we serve a God that says in his word that earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. And we thank you right now, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you and we thank you right now. We thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you right now because you said in your word that in our weakness, that your strength is made. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that when we call on the name of Jesus, that, Father God, you will come. Father, Jeremiah 33:3 says, to call upon me, says God, and I will answer. And, Father, you said that you will show us great and mighty things that we don't know. And, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for showing us the way, God, for us not leaning to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, God, and you said you will direct our path. And, Father, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for your promises are yea and amen. Yes and yes, God. We thank you right now, God. And we praise you for peace, God. We thank you for strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. We have to acknowledge God's sovereignty. He's sovereign. Yes. Amen. And, but he cares for us. He loves us. And he's not doing anything to harm us. He's not doing anything to cause us, you know, grief. But he knows. He knows. And Jeremiah 33:3, the Lord gave me that years ago. Call upon me, and I'll show you things that you know not of. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend Vicki, for coming on. I know that this is the time that I receive a text from you saying that you guys are in prayer. I just thank God that, you know, that you came on. It's so important. You know, the scripture that we come from is in Revelation 11, where it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Honey, help me, because I don't have that scripture in front of me.
And they loved not their lives forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
In other words, they gave their lives to Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, and we have to let people out. When I put it on Facebook, I said, please call in. You know, I'm pleading with people to call in, because that's how we're going to overcome, by hearing
Amen.
The testimonies of others, letting us know that, yes, God is still here and God still cares and he's still doing great things in our lives. So I just bless God for you coming on and giving us the opportunity to hear the testimony of your beloved Ashley, your saint, as my bishop back home would always say, when a saint gone home, the sainted Ashley and her life and her love of God and his people and working for God. That's a powerful testimony.
Amen. You know, my niece told me, she said, Vicki, she must have about 600 comments on her Facebook page, you know, since her passing. You know, people you know, writing a comment on her Facebook page, you know, about how she blessed their life. And it was like, what? To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
But even on the Divine Connection, our prayer ministry, every first Saturday of the month, we set aside for Testimony Saturday. So I know all about testimony, praise the Lord. And I just bless God for the opportunity to come on and share with you and your listeners about how good God is. And he will keep us even in a storm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And like I said, Sister Adrienne is on, but she doesn't want to say anything today. She works so diligently in the vineyard every day, like you, Sister Vicki, and she has her ministry, New Destiny Ministry. If you get a chance, I know that she's going to ask me for your number, but if you get a chance, go to, this is for the radio audience also, I guess you know if you're online that you can go to blogtalkradio.com and look up New Destiny Ministries, and Evangelist Adrienne Bernard is the host, and I call her the pastor, because she's doing the work of a pastor at this point, and she's evangelist and a powerful woman of God. And we connected. It's like you were saying earlier, Reverend Vicki, about a divine connection. We connected in Georgia. Our family moved from Chicago to Georgia. We were in the suburbs of Atlanta, and the church that we were attending is where Sister Evangelist Adrienne and I met, and I think we had been there a while before we even connected with one another, but as soon as we started talking to one another, we felt that divine connection. And we were just there for three years, and now we're in North Carolina in one of the suburbs of Raleigh, and she's in Stockton, California, and we've never lost connection. We never lost. So when God puts something together, it's together for good.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. And so we haven't lost connection with you, and when we can get on the call, sometimes I don't always say anything, but sometimes I'm just on the call listening, you know, to the prayer to get that encouragement that I need for the day. And I just thank God for the ministries that go forth. God is feeding his people. In the last days, they said that there will be a drought of the word, but we're in the last days, I believe. But there is
Amen.
No drought of the word right now. We don't always take advantage of it. We don't always consider it, but we thank God for the ministries that go forth over the airways. And like you were saying a little earlier about modern technology, we have the internet that we can connect with. We have the phones that we can connect with. And God is drawing his people. He's drawing his
Amen.
People. And I just thank God for that. And I thank God for you coming on today and blessing us with your testimony. And we have a little more time, and what I like to do, I'm doing a 40-day fasting from wrong thinking. And
Amen.
I'm following Pastor Gregory Dickow in one of the suburbs of Chicago. And we're going to do that right now. Sister Vicki, you can hold on, or you can, you know, you're released to go if you have to go. But I just thank you, and I thank God for your testimonies, and we just continue to pray for you and your family, and we know that God is carrying you through this time of bereavement and the loss of
Amen.
Your lovely daughter. And just keep on, Sister Vicki. And before I release you, give us that number again for maybe someone that didn't hear the number for your prayer call and the time that you do your prayer call. Give us that number again.
Amen. The number again is area code 712-451-6100. And the access code is 520-110. And also, we do have a playback number where you can listen to the prayers from 1 to over 600. there
Amen.
Are 600 prayers, amen, at this point on the callback line. So you can listen from, like I said, from 1 to 600. The number, the playback number is area code 712-451-6399, and it's the same access code, 520-110. Amen, amen. And I want to speak a blessing upon you and your husband as well in the name of Jesus. Thank God for your obedience to the service that you render to God and his people. And we just speak God's riches and choices blessings upon you and all that you survey in the name of Jesus. Amen. That God will bless you exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, according to the power, hallelujah, that worketh in you in the name of Jesus. And we just speak those blessings, the blessings of God upon you for being obedient to God and his people that survey in the name of Jesus. God bless you. And thank you so much for having me, you and Sister Adrian, a part of this ministry in the name of Jesus. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
And we receive that blessing, and we say God bless you too.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we just thank the Lord for Sister Reverend Vicki coming on. And now to get to our fasting from wrong thinking. Romans 12:2 says to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to change the way that we're thinking. We have to change the way that we say we don't have control of our thought life, but we have control of every aspect of this life. We're in control. Even when we speak in tongues, the Bible says that the Spirit is subject to the prophet. So we're in control. We're in control. And today's lesson is on, I guess it's a lesson, but it's on fasting from I just don't know what to do. That was a word that I used to say all the time. And so now I say, I don't know what to do, but I know somebody that knows what to do. So, okay, it says, today we're fasting from the thought that says, I just don't know what to do. This mindset often paralyzes us and keeps us from taking action. Sometimes we're just frozen. We go through the turmoils of life, and sometimes we just get to a point where we've tried everything, not depending on God, but on our own power. We've tried everything, and we've come to the end of that, which is where God wants us to get to so that we can cast everything on Him. But it says, the first change thought is always remember what you have. You have the mindset of Christ. And in 1 Corinthians 2:16, let me get that, 1 Corinthians 2:16. We need to take time to spend time with the Lord. Sometimes we're just so busy that we don't realize the importance or we, you know, neglect or negate the importance of spending time with God so that we can have His mindset. But it says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who has known the mind of God that He may instruct him? But we have the mind of God. And how do we get the mind of God? We get the mind of God when we read His word, when we take time to pray, and just as important as us talking to God is letting God talk to us. Oh, Sister Billy, how do I let God talk to me? We let God talk to us through His word. We let God talk to us through His ministry, various ministries. Not that every ministry is giving the whole truth, but we can even ask God. God can speak through anybody. He can speak through, in the Bible, He spoke through a jackass. He spoke through, a child. He spoke through the disciples, He spoke to the apostles. If we just open ourselves up, we can hear what God is saying. The second chain thought is, you know God. And Daniel 11:32 says, those who know God, no, that's not what it says, but this is the scripture for that is Daniel 11:32. Honey, could you get that for me? Those who know God will take action. If you're born again, you have an instinctive sense of God's voice and direction. Expect it. 11:32. Sometimes we're afraid when we don't know God's voice, when we haven't exercised that muscle to know God's direction. Don't be afraid. If you're born again and you're seeking a relationship with God, God is there to direct you. Sometimes we may make a mistake. We may not have heard God clearly or know exactly what to do, but God is faithful, and He allows us to I'm sorry, I'm getting a little feedback from my husband's phone, but He allows us to make mistakes, but He's there to pick us up when we make a mistake. And it gives us the opportunity, like in exercise, when we exercise our muscle, it gets stronger. So, okay, Lord, I missed you that time, but now I know, okay, that wasn't your voice. So I'm getting to know you a little better. Baby, do you have that Daniel 11:32?
11:32 says, "Those who do wickedly against the covenant, He shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits."
Yes, and the King James says, "Do great exploits." We just thank God for that. And the third thought is, your spirit already knows. This is why we renew our minds, to get our minds in agreement with God's word and our spirit. Our spirit knows, because our spirit came from God. So because our spirit came from God, it knows what God wants us to do. We just have to learn. We are such people of independence that we think that, you know, like I said, we come to the end of what we can do. But as you grow in God, and I'm sure that I can hear the amen going across the airways in my spiritual ear, we know the word of God. And when you know the word of God, there's some mistakes that we don't even have to guess about. It's clear in the word. And those that are not in the word, our spirit can direct us as to the way that we ought to go. The fourth step is take the first step. There's always a first step to your solution and your destiny. Jesus didn't tell the paralyzed man to run into his destiny. He told him the first step, arise. We may not always, if we haven't exercised our listening to God or being directed by God, don't be afraid to make a mistake. Don't be afraid, you know, I remember one time I was working with, back home, I worked the altar ministry, and I would be afraid sometimes. I would think I would hear God say something to me, to say to the person, but in the beginning I was afraid, and then as I was bold enough to say it, sometimes I knew it was God, and I would say it to them, and they would tell me that I was wrong, but God would say, "No, you're not wrong," you know. So when we exercise, don't be afraid to move out on God. Don't be afraid to do the things that He's telling you to do, because He has your back. Whatever you do, He has your back. He knows what to do. He knows what to do. And the fifth thought is, it's easier than you thought. Do what you know. Don't fret what you don't know. First step is usually pray or forgive or plant a seed. Okay? And then we come to the think it and say it. And, honey, I'm going to ask you to speak for the audience today and just repeat what I say, okay? I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
So I know what to do.
So I know what to do.
Because I know God.
Because I know God.
I take action.
I take action.
I can take the first step into my destiny.
Could you repeat that?
I can take the first step into my destiny.
I can take the first step into my destiny.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Forgive.
I didn't hear that part.
I'm sorry, forgive.
Forgive.
Or give.
Or give.
I am always moving toward my answer in Jesus' name.
I am. Bye.
Okay. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for the broadcast today. Remember, we know what to do if we have the mind of God. We won't make a mistake. And if we make a mistake, God is always there to love us back, to give us what we need, and we thank God for that. So I enjoyed Reverend Vicki today and her testimony. Didn't you, honey?
It's been such a blessing just to hear how God is just faithful in being concerned about the things that we're concerned about. And that's a takeaway that I have from today's broadcast, that God is concerned about what we're concerned about and is perfecting those things for us. And even when it seems like things don't go the way that we think they ought to, based upon what we've been taught, but the mind of God is so far above ours that we just have always heard that and know that God does not make any mistakes. And even in the toughest of times, we find Him there, taking care of us and sending His people to just comfort us and help to see us through and support us. And that's just an awesome thing, how concerned God is about us as individuals. And I just bless God for the broadcast today. And even the latter part where new concept of just knowing that there is a clear direction for us and for us to no longer confess that I don't know what to do, but just knowing that God knows, and if we just put our faith in Him, we can go forward and take action and come out of whatever it is we're in. It's just been a blessing today.
Amen. Amen. And I see we have a caller on. This is Sister Barbara. Sister Barbara, praise the Lord.
Yes.
How are you?
Praise
today?
The Lord. I got in a little late. I tried my best to wake up early, but I overslept. So, but anyway, that I've heard, I thank the Almighty for it. I thank Him for last night's laying down and this morning rising. I give honor to God first, and who's the head of my life, and to you and to your husband. For this, in Jesus' name, and to all the rest of the audience, all the saints of God, I just, I'm very grateful and thankful for all that the Lord has done for me and my family, and I just ask that you all continue to pray for me.
Amen, Sister Barbara. Well, you have a blessed day today, and thank you for calling in and sharing with us your gratefulness to God. We just thank God for you. And I'm going to ask you, honey, if you would end us in prayer, all that we've heard today just has been a blessing. And so if you can just end us in prayer.
Thank you, hallelujah. And Lord, you just have been awesome. And we just look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the keeper and the lover of our souls. And Father, right now, we just pray for every listener and every request that has gone forth, that you will grant their needs, Lord God, that you will give them the courage they need to walk through what you have ordered their steps in. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for our guest today, Lord God. Bless our home and our family in the name of Jesus. Bless the host of this show and the overall host of this ministry in the name of Jesus in a mighty way, Lord God. Let these words that have gone forth today, let them not come back void, but let the power of the anointing of God and the victory that's in the testimony, let it become alive in every ear and every life that has heard those words. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just say, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And until next week, we say, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Call in and give us your testimony. And I'm going to start a. I know we're not online. I mean, we're recording now, but I'm going to start an email for the listeners that don't want to call in, but would like to give their testimony. And next week, I'll have an email that will open up the way for you to do that. And until next week, we just want to praise you, Lord.